Well, John Minch, Mayor of Bern, Indiana, welcome to Bern, Switzerland.
Well, we want to bring greetings from Bern, Indiana to Bern, Switzerland. This was something that in my second term, if I was elected, which I was, that I wanted to travel to Bern, Switzerland, and this came about, so...
Is this your first time here?
This is my first time, right. The purpose of the visit is to basically make contact with a number of political individuals. I'm still old-fashioned enough to think that we can do emails and other ways, but I think the human contact is very important.
Have you noticed any similarities or differences between the two Berns?
Bern, Indiana is a small community. We have 4,500 residents, but it's a very active, thriving community. What I saw when I came here, even though we're smaller, we have things that are going to be happening and have been happening in Bern, Indiana, that make it a town that's prosperous and will continue to be prosperous. And as I compare seeing Bern today, Switzerland for the first time, the size and the activities and the things that are happening here would somewhat relate to what we're doing in Bern, Indiana, only on a smaller scale.
The history of Bern, Indiana goes back just over 150 years when some settlers left Switzerland and pitched camp in Bern, Indiana.
Right.
How does this history show itself in everyday life in Bern, Indiana? Is the Swiss influence obvious as you walk around the town?
The Swiss influence in the city of Bern is the major reason that we are thriving the way we are. We have people who have foresight, and I think one of the things that's happened is the inclusiveness of others from the outside who may not be Swiss. And we've said numerous times, we want to be a friendly Swiss community. I think that really shows up in Bern.
And there's also the annual festival.
Right.
What does that involve?
It's homecoming. You come to Bern during Swiss days. You come to meet with friends, with schoolmates, with even brothers, sisters, families. It includes many, many Swiss activities. This year we had a play, The Sound of Music. Students who had participated in choir, the director came back and had them singing. So
it's a good community thing. You talk about family. I mean, I presume a lot of people still have family in Switzerland. Do people in Bern, Indiana follow what's happening in Switzerland, the news?
Very close. The people in Bern know what's happening in Bern, Switzerland. There's
Swiss info. When
the word got out that I was making this trip, numerous people that I hadn't talked to probably since campaigning, but would make a special effort to come and tell me what to expect and how wonderful it was. And they know in Bern, Indiana, what's going on because of the number of visitors from Bern, Indiana that come to Bern, Switzerland. And that's one of the things that I'm here saying, we would like to invite people from this country to come to our area and experience the friendliness of Indiana as well as Bern. But
I mean, it's interesting because relations between Switzerland and the United States in general at the moment aren't at their best. I mean, there's President Obama wants to finish banking secrecy, and then UBS is sweating in court. Do you or the people of Bern, Indiana feel slightly torn in your allegiance between the United States on one hand and Switzerland on the other?
I have not heard people discuss that very often. There are a few that I think that is a concern. But right now, I think our banking system in the city of Bern, we have two banks, a Geneva Bank and a First Bank of Bern, and they cooperate together. And our people just haven't really...
Okay.
But zeroed in on that.
So if Switzerland play the United States at football, who do you support?
I would support the United States.
That's a trick question, don't worry.
Right, I can see that.
Last week, we read in our newspapers that Bern, Indiana, you want to build a 50-meter copy of Bern's famous Zeitglocker, the clock tower. How did the idea for that come about?
No way can you duplicate and make the clock tower, the historic clock tower of of Bern, Switzerland. I stood there this afternoon and just in awe. But the clock tower is something that I think came about as people sat down after the sesquicentennial and said, okay, what can we do now to make more awareness of our Swiss community? And I think that's where the clock tower came from. And within the clock tower, then, as it's designed, there will be things in there that will talk about the culture of the people who came to Bern, Indiana from Switzerland, and the good work ethics, all the good qualities that the Swiss people have. So maybe when we break ground for the clock tower, that Swiss info would
I would love to come.
We would love to have you and welcome.
You mentioned earlier tourism. Does tourism play a big role in Bern, Indiana?
We have a museum that many pieces have been donated to that museum that came right from Switzerland. So, you know, that's the heritage
and a lot of we have. A lot of people from Switzerland visit Bern, Indiana.
Bern, yes. A number of people. And then the people who live in other parts of the United States come to Bern, Indiana because of the Swiss connection.
Well, one final question. Do you, Minch, that sounds vaguely Swiss. Do you have Swiss roots yourself?
Not that I know of. This morning, somebody said, yeah, Minch, there are Minches out here someplace in one of the cantons. And I'm like, well, I never saw any on my family tree, but the possibility that I could have.
Well, John Minch, Mayor of Bern, Indiana, many thanks for your time.
Thank you.